We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ryan Wollersheim here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast, filling in for our usual host, Brandon Kravitz, who was ruled out with an illness this morning, hoping he feels better soon, but in the meantime, I'll be giving you the info you need in 5 minutes or less this Monday morning. And for free access to more great fantasy coverage from RotoWire, you can head to rotowire.com/pod. Injuries have been the headlines out of the WBC this March, but that was not the case in last night's semifinal in the World Baseball Classic, as Japan beat Mexico 6-5 thanks to a late-run rally headlined by 19-year-old Masataka Yoshida. He hit a three-run homer that tied the game before later coming around to score the winning run off of a walk-off double from Munetaka Murakami in the ninth inning. Yoshida is expected to hit cleanup for the Red Sox in his rookie season this coming year, but he'll now square off against Team USA on Tuesday night in the World Baseball Classic finale. I'll come back around to that one when giving you my betting pick of the day. Last night in the NBA, New York's Julius Randle exploded for 57 points and shot 8 of 14 from 3 in a 140-134 losing effort against Minnesota. The T-Wolves' Torian Prince matched Randle's effort with 35 points of his own on 12 of 13 shooting, also shot 8 of 8 from three-point land. His team needed that badly with Karl-Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards both still sidelined Monday night. Head coach Chris Finch did say post-game that Towns is inching towards a return from the calf injury, which has kept him out since late November. There's also optimism that Edwards will return for Wednesday's game against Atlanta, as the swelling in his sprained right ankle has gone down significantly. I'll whip around the injury headlines for today's six-game slate in the NBA. Boston's Al Horford, Marcus Smart, and Robert Williams all cleared the injury report for tonight's game against Sacramento. Celtics starting lineup should be at full health, along with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, as they look to make up some ground on Milwaukee for the number one seed in the East. Detroit's Isaiah Livers is questionable against the Hawks with a hip injury. Jalen Suggs will also miss his third game in a row with a concussion tonight against the Wizards. On the other side, Kyle Kuzma was downgraded to out with an ankle injury as Washington faces the Magic tonight. In the NFL, there were some signings yesterday in headline by Dalton Schultz, who agreed to a one-year, $9 million deal with the Texans. He reportedly turned down a three-year, $36 million offer from Dallas earlier this offseason. Schultz has been one of the more productive tight ends in the league while with Dallas over the last 4 years, and he logged a 57 catch, 577 yards, and 5 touchdowns while playing on the franchise tag with the Cowboys last season. Houston holds the number 2 overall pick and is expected to draft one of this year's top quarterback prospects. So after the Texans traded its top pass catcher Brandon Cooks to Dallas this offseason, Schultz should now attract plenty of targets from Houston's incoming rookie passer. Former Bills running back Devin Singletary also signed with the Texans yesterday on a one-year deal, which is expected to be worth up to $3.75 million. He should pair up well next to mauling running back Damian Pierce, who had a breakout rookie season before suffering an ankle injury last year. Buffalo replaces Singletary in its backfield by signing free agent Damian Harris to a one-year deal. Harris averaged 4.7 yards and scored 20 touchdowns on his 449 carries these past 4 seasons with the division rival Patriots. Lastly, the Browns re-signed their backup quarterback Josh Dobbs to a one-year deal. He'll provide a nice insurance policy behind starting quarterback Deshaun Watson. In the MLB, the Atlanta Braves optioned infielder Vaughn Grissom to AAA affiliate Gwinnett yesterday. Grissom was the presumed starter at shortstop for Atlanta to begin the 2023 season, but he had some shaky showings in the Grapefruit League this spring, particularly on the defensive end. There's a good chance Grissom could still see playing time with Atlanta before the season comes to its end, but until then, veteran Orlando Arcia is expected to open the season as Atlanta's primary shortstop. As mentioned, we'll stick in the world of baseball for today's betting pick. Use the BetMGM bonus code ROTOBONUS, earn a first bet offer up to $1,000. The WBC Championship game over-under is set at 10.5, and I like the over in this one. Both teams have been crushing the ball during this WBC run. Team USA actually beat Cuba 14-2 in the semifinal game. And last night's semifinal for Japan was the first time the Samurai have won by less than 6 runs in this WBC. USA's middle rotation has been fairly lackluster during the WBC, and Japan won't be starting MLB vet Yu Darvish or star Shohei Ohtani for tonight's game. Both of those guys expected to be available in relief. To the pleasure of many, runs and a fast pace have been the trend in these games, so I'll go ahead and tail that in tonight's finale. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.